Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Whining Fasting.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There's nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast you into Gehenna. Yes, I'll tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Recently, I saw an advertisement for whining fasting. It talked about how it is even physically healthier to stop nagging, complaining, and whining. And it is true. It does matter how we talk. Words may be invisible, but they do change the world around us and, more importantly, ourselves. To use the words of communication scientist Paul Watzlawick, language creates reality. And that's exactly what Jesus exhorts us to do in today's gospel. Words do not remain hidden. Even what is spoken in secret comes to light. Because the bad thoughts and words first change us ourselves. They first lead to the hardening of the heart. And we change the world around us with our appearance. And so the leaven of the Pharisees can grow and spread. This is exactly what the corona pandemic has taught us. Besides all the deaths we have to mourn, it is above all the words, sometimes spoken in secret, that have changed our societies. Families and friendships have been broken because it was and is no longer possible to speak lovingly and mindfully to one another. Instead, fronts and hearts have hardened, and it seems impossible to talk together about such issues as restrictions, vaccinations, and measures taken by governments. Yet Teresa of Avila, whose feast we celebrate today, shows us that there is no need to harden hearts and speak ill. Her life and work show us that one can achieve much more with gentleness than with harsh words. From her, we can also learn that prayer can be like staying with a friend. Moreover, staying with a friend means to be lovingly. Hence, the staying with our friend Jesus can change us completely. He can and will help us to be lovingly and to find the right words which we can speak in light and in dark. From this wonderful friend Jesus himself, we have heard today that God knows us in and out. He is the very best friend you can imagine. And that is why we can also let ourselves be completely penetrated and permeated by him. He wants, like Teresa of Avila, to soften our hearts with gentleness, so that we can contribute to the spreading of the kingdom of God, just as leaven leavens flour. So when we engage with God, our hearts remain loving and supple, full of good words and thoughts. In doing so, we can change the world around us, helping the kingdom of God grow and making it clear to everyone, do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.